Yes. Thank you, Chair. Let me start by thanking Ireland, and in particular you and your team, for the steady hand with which you have led this process. Please know that you have our full support and encouragement now and as we move into the final stages of this process, with a view to adopting a political declaration that has a concrete and meaningful impact on the protection of civilians from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. As this round of consultations comes to a close, we would like to address what we consider to be a few misconceptions about this process and about the text of the political declaration draft itself. First, no wording that has been proposed so far around the use of a WIPA suggests a blanket prohibition of explosive weapons. The object of this process is to strengthen the protection of civilians in the specific context of explosive weapons with wide area effects being used in populated areas, which has resulted in an indisputable and well-documented pattern of harm to civilian lives, livelihoods, and infrastructure. Second, the fact that the declaration will be a political and not a legal document does not in and of itself prevent the establishment of a concrete follow-up mechanism to gauge progress and to assess its effective implementation. Third, it is not only the indiscriminate use of a WIPA that causes harm. The pattern of harm to civilians over time and across conflict zones makes it clear that the use of a WIPA is a well-entrenched practice among several militaries that continues to harm civilians even when that use is not recognized as indiscriminate. Fourth, the current wording in 3.3, which says, and I quote, restricting or refraining from, is confusing and lacks linguistic coherence. To be clear, to restrict and to refrain from are not synonymous terms. Neither should the political declaration give states a choice between two commitments, thereby giving the option to choose the least restrictive among them. Civilians are being killed and maimed from the use of a WIPA every single day, including today. It is imperative that this process establish the highest possible standard for the protection of civilians. This can be achieved through a presumption of non-use, codified in the text of the political declaration with a specific commitment to avoid the use of a WIPA. Fifth, no one denies the value of international humanitarian law or the imperative necessity to enhance states' compliance with their obligations under IHL, including the key precepts of distinction, precaution, and proportionality. But it behooves us to aim higher, to go farther, to push the envelope. Whatever expression one might choose, this exercise must add value to the existing normative regime for the protection of civilians. Finally, Chair, and perhaps most importantly, this is a time for boldness. We have come a long way, but there remain areas that, depending on the decisions that are made in the next few weeks, will lead to a stronger or a weaker political declaration. We do hope that the states involved in this process have the courage, the foresight, indeed the audacity, to craft a political declaration that helps reduce human suffering. And we look forward to the adoption of a robust political declaration that honors civilian victims and that we can all be proud of. Thank you, Chair.